couple of weeks ago, Mel came to me and asked me if I'd come speak, and I was like, yeah, because I love this church. I love talking about God. I've told you all, I love talking about Jesus. I get a little excited. We're going to get excited this morning. Because God is good. And I'm going to tell you something. This is a season, and a season is of Thanksgiving. I've been preparing for this for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks, God has been working with me and talking to me. And this is a unity, a family, a unity. And this is what we are as a family. We are the body of Christ. Each and every one of us makes up that body. Just like this, the grains of sand on the seashore, we make up the body of Christ. We all have a duty to do. And that's to spread the gospel, to talk to other people, to be happy, to be joyous, be thankful. The definition of thankful, if you don't know, is be pleased and relieved. Pleased and relieved. Are you pleased today? Are you relieved? When you're walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, when you allow Christ to abide in you, and you abide in Him, you get a joy that just surpasses all understanding, the Word says. And I mean, there is all understanding. I sit and I listen to some of the petitions and the prayers this morning, and the things that we go through. Each and every one of us, we're going through something. And a lot of times people have, and it's human nature, y'all, to where you don't want to jump out there and say, hey, you know, I can't let nobody know what's going on in my life. And people hold a lot of stuff in. Best thing to do is to testify. Best thing to do is to lay it at the cross, the foot of the cross. And the best thing to do is the unity of your family. I'm not just talking about your person. I'm talking about the church family. The people right here are the people that I mean, you need to join to with your problems and bring them to them. And let people pray with you, lay hands and this and that. Unity. Love. Bring it to the house. Bring it to the pulpit. Bring it to the people. Let us pray. But the thing is, like I said, people find it hard to talk to God. People find it hard to raise their hand and say, I got a problem, because they don't want people to know. They want people to think that, yeah, I made it in. Some people have a problem just because of where they got to park. I've seen that. Or we have to sit in the church. And they do. There's so many people out there at this time of year that don't have. And our hearts should be heavy for these people. We should be in prayer for these people. We should be in prayer for our family members this time of year. I'm relieved, and I am so thankful that I have a Heavenly Father that listens to me. No matter what, if I'm on the mountaintop, in the valley, I'm in the mully grubs, makes no difference. He's still there for me. He says He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's in the unity in the family. I'm part. I'm a little grain right now. Might be a little bitty guy. Not in stature, I'm 6'9". But I may be a little bitty guy when it comes to certain things in the Word and this and that. You know, I'm no great scholar, and I am not. But I love the Lord. Because the Lord is good. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get excited. Praising God, being in His house. Get excited. This is a time to be thankful. relieved. Oh, hallelujah. You know, Thanksgiving Day, man was up here laying out his heart about his family. Thanksgiving Day, it's family. I get to be with my sons. And I know what it is to be with family. Now, one time I had to hear their voices all the time, and I was relieved when I did. And I know where he's coming from. But Thanksgiving Day, we're going to be with family, friends. What an awesome feeling that is. Let's go. My reading is going to be Ephesians chapter 5. Verses 19 and 20. If your Bibles have your Bibles this morning, please go there. If not, shame on you. And you say, why shame on me? Because when we come to a battle, we are in a battle every day, folks. We need to bring that armor, and that armor is this Bible. It's God's Word. Verses 19 and 20. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody say thanks.
Thanks.
Giving thanks.
Giving thanks.
All the time, no matter what you're going through. We get down to moly grubs. I just found out, you know, a young lady I work with, they found out she has cancer. She went in for an MRI for another reason, and she found out she has cancer. Like I told her, praise the Lord. She looked at me like, huh? I said, yeah, praise the Lord. You know why? You went in for the MRI for this, but they found this. Ain't it neat how God works? Because if they wouldn't have done that, they wouldn't have found it, then what, you know, where would she be? But we get down to moly grubs. We feel low. We feel lost sometimes because of a sickness. I go to church. Why do I get a sickness? I go to church. I pray God. I tithe. I do this and that. I lost my job. What's going on? Why? Be thankful. I lost a job. You know what I did? I went and sat in my truck and said, thank you, Lord, because you got something better for me. This young lady, I talked with her, like I told her, I said, we'll go in prayer. Thank the Lord. It's rough. And it is. It's rough when you get a diagnosis of cancer or of anything. Oh, you got diabetes. Okay. We're going to beat that. I had A1C of 8.7, 8.5, something like that. Doctor said, well, we're going to have to go another way for man. I said, nah, I don't think so. I said, what I'm going to do, I'm going to give it to God. I'm going to pray about it. It'll be all right. She goes, well, keep taking your metformin. I said, give it to God. Pray for it. 3 months from then, I went to the doctor. A1C is 5.8. Amen. I gave it to God. I'm thankful. I was thankful for the doctor that he sent me to give me the diagnosis to find out that I was really in deep, deep, deep trouble. You know, 8.8 ain't nothing to play around with, you know. But thank you, Lord. Praise His name. Praise His name. I may go through a fire. It makes no difference. He's the fourth man. Look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They're in the fire. Who shows up? Amen. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing too big for God. I'm here to tell you today, be thankful. Have a heart of gratitude towards the Lord, towards the things that you're going to go through a trial, folks, no matter what. Get ready for it. It's coming. No matter what. You may walk out that door. Satan's waiting on you. He's going to lay something on you. Excuse me. No matter what. But I go to church. Yep, so do I. But I pray. Yep, I'm in the Word. Yep, but you know what? Satan don't care, because you ain't nothing, Satan. You think he's afraid of us? No. In Jesus' name he is. Be thankful. Have the heart of gratitude. Sing. Praise. Worship in the Lord. I love the worship. That first song. Oh, hallelujah. That's a good song. Just like Let Me Tell You About My Jesus. Oh, that was even me. You know, praise the Lord. I get a little excited. But I am thankful. And I am. You know, Paul, if you look at Paul and the things that Paul went through in his life, he was beaten with rods. He's beaten with a cat of nine tails. I believe three times. Ain't none of us gone through that, have we? We should rejoice that we could come to the house of the Lord. We should rejoice that we're able to walk around in praise and love and talk about the Lord, and not have somebody coming up behind us, sneaking behind us, that's going to take us out. Ain't saying they ain't coming. Ain't saying that ain't going to happen. Ain't saying that people don't persecute you. I ain't saying none of that. Ain't telling you, hey, I don't need to listen now. That's fine. You don't need to listen. That's good. I'll be praying for you. That's all right. No big deal. But none of us was beaten with a cat of nine tails or beaten with a rod. Or has anybody been stoned lately? See, I don't think so. But he was thankful. He took all this and he continued on his mission for the Lord. What an awesome man of God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And he did. He took all the beatings. You know, everything in life, everything that we do, and every aspect of our life is God-given. You wake up in the morning, God allows you the breath in your lungs. He allows you to hit your feet hit the floor. You're vertical. Your eyes open. Praise the Lord. You might look in the mirror and say, oh, jeez. But praise the Lord. Every day, it's thanks. Thanksgiving, families meet, people come together, and they give thanks. Then Black Friday hits, and you go through with that, and you know, just walk through Taylorville Walmart on a normal day, Black Friday, I think. But Thanksgiving is a 365 days a year. 168 hours in a week. Every second of the day. People say, brother, how can you speak like that with the things I'm going through? Because we give it up to God. Philippians 4:13. I can. There's nothing we cannot do with Christ Jesus. I can do all things. All. That doesn't mean one little thing. That means everything through Christ Jesus, who gives me strength. Such an awesome scripture. I love that scripture. I lay that out on people all the time because of the things that we are going through. We abide in Him, like I said, and we allow Him in our lives. We can have the love, the gratitude, the thankfulness that we need. We can't fight this world on our own. Y'all might think, and people might think that you can. You could stand up and you could beat it and this and that. Ah, you can't. You're either part of it or you ain't. You're salt or you're part of this world. I ain't part of this world. Ain't is a word also, okay? I'm not part of this world. I'm part of the unity and the family of Christ. I'm within the body. I was talking to a young lady one day, and she has her understanding of church and of the church family and this and that is a little bit lost. But that comes in to where you know Christ and you allow Christ in and to be thankful for the things in which God has given you. Thanksgiving. It's every day. Paul was thankful. He was beaten. Paul was thankful. He was stoned. Paul was thankful. Left for dead. Shipwrecked. Bit by a viper. Didn't matter. You imagine being in a prison with shackles on you and singing hymns. Acts 16:23-25. It says, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Prison back then wasn't anything like it is today. I haven't been in one in a cell. I've gone to talk with people and this and that, but I don't want to go in one, but I've heard about them. They're not like this. You're not in shackles, you know. It's not damp, it's not cold, it's not dark. The shackles back then didn't have any kind of relief from them. When I'm talking about relief, they have sharp edges and this and that, and they dug into your skin and cut you and this stuff. Heavy. You know, now they put, you know, handcuffs on you, and if it's too tight, they sue the police. But boy, back then you didn't sue nobody. Just the way it was. But at midnight they sang. Could you imagine going through all that and then singing to God? But then yet, we could get diagnosed with something. We could be going through something. We need to give it to God. Be thankful for the places that He sends us. Or the divine healing that we get. See, to me, divine healing is even when He sends you to that doctor and that doctor tells you, okay, this is the route we're going to take and this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to beat this. God's in all of that. Be thankful. See, but I got a problem with this, this, and this. Okay? Let's put it at the feet of the Lord. Let's take it to the cross. Let's be thankful. Leave it. We can beat it all. He did. Paul said, sang hymns unto the Lord. And they were thankful. Be thankful in all that you do. Be relieved in all that you do. Be pleased in all that you do. Better yet, please God in all that you do. I was looking and thinking about the different things that happened in the Bible where Christ healed the 10 lepers. How many came back to sit at the feet of Christ? Mm-hmm. One. One leper comes back. Where'd the other nine go? Where'd the other nine go? Christ knew where they went. We get healed, and this is something that sits really hard up, heavy on me, is we get healed by the hand of God. And then we forget the hand of God. That's pretty rough stuff there. We get that hand, we get that healing we needed. Then all of a sudden, Sunday morning isn't as wonderful as it used to be or a needful thing. We thanked Him when it happened, but then we turned our back and walked away. Church is a 365-day-a-year thing also. You don't just live church one day. Church is right here. Church is us. But if we was outside in a tent, that's a church. If we was outside in a parking lot, it'd be the church. It makes no difference. Be thankful in all things. But the one leper comes back. He comes back and it's, I mean, that's something. Go show yourself to, he didn't go show himself. He did to the one person he had to, and that was Christ Jesus. You know, Paul had a thorn in his side, prayed about it. He was thankful. We all got a thorn. I don't know what y'all's is. I know what mine is. And I'm thankful for it. You know why? Because there's going to be a day that it ain't going to be there no more. There's going to be a day that this I'm going to have an all new bod. I mean, I might even have hair. That'd be awesome. And the thing is, we're all going to have that. Children of Christ are going to have all new. That thorn in your side is just to let you know, hey, God's there. He there. That thorn was put there. Well, big deal. Live it. Walk through it. Grab His hand. Be thankful. And praise the Lord. You guys are so cool. Y'all are, man. Y'all look at me like, what are you going to say now? I love God. Somebody say, I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Oh, come on. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
Boy, I tell you what, you guys. When we walk and we think about our infirmities and the things of which we have that have fallen upon us, I think about Christ Jesus that's hanging on the cross and the things that came in Him. Every day that He preached and walked and talked, how they belittled Him and the things that happened the day that He was crucified on His way to the cross sort of makes our little things a little smaller. A thankfulness, a pleased and relieved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give me that heart that I need. I think of the prodigal son. You think about the story of the prodigal son that knew the Lord. You know, you could take this. I love the parable because you could take the parable and you could stretch it and do and mold it and do what you want with it when you want to talk about it. Because there's many different things in it. It's deep. The prodigal son knew Christ, knew God. And I think about the family of Christ, and we have it so good, we really do. And then all of a sudden we could slip and we could fall, we could listen to the things of the world, we can move away, we get the sicknesses, we get a lost job, this, that, and the other thing. Like I said, all of a sudden we lose sight of God. We lose sight and lose sight of having that thankfulness in us. And then again you say, but why do I have this? Why am I going under? Why is all this happening to me at this time? It's not for us to question. Let's just go on about it. Let's pray about it. Let's go seek the Lord on it. And let's let Him guide us in everything that we're going through. Our families that are, you know, let God guide us through it. Because you know what? The outcome is going to be, He knows the end from the beginning. In all things, folks, no matter what, He knows how I'm going to end this before I do. The Lord knows how, I don't know. But The prodigal son, he leaves. He's with the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the way I look at it today. He's with the Lord. And all of a sudden now, you know, he's got all these riches and, you know, took all this and he walks away. I'll be all right. I don't need. I got all this now. And we do this. We can walk away. We get a sickness, like I said. We get the major job we was looking for, so we walk away. Maybe we lost our job, so we walk away. Then we find ourselves destitute, looking and seeking, or lost. Lost souls. We don't have that unity no more. We don't have the Father to lean on. We don't have that. You know why? Because we lost him. Why did we lose him? Because of the world. We lost him because we lost sight of the unity of the body of Christ that we need. We need that unity. We need to remember where we come from, where we're at, and who we need to be with. A lot of things look better, you know. They say the grass is always green on the other side. No, it's not. Not all the time, folks. God will guide us. Let's listen to what God has for us. No matter what the illness, the addiction, listen to God. Lay it at his feet. Prophet son finds out, hey, it ain't greener on the other side. He decides to come back. God is there with his hands and his arms wide open. God's always waiting on each and every one of us. No matter who you are, the sickness you got, he already knows the end. He knows how it's going to end. Now, the way you approach it, if you approach a sickness or an addiction on your own, there could be a totally different outcome than when you're walking with God. Because I know that, I'll tell you what, if I was to leave this world, I pray to God that I've done enough that I can make it to heaven. That's one lady said, well, you're a pastor. Nope, that don't make no difference. And it don't, folks. It's as much a fight for me as everybody else, every day. My biggest support that I feel right now in my life is my wife, Victoria. She supports me, and I mean, she's everything. I need that. I need that strength in my life. Just like I need Christ Jesus. I put Christ first all the time. My wife's right there with me. We got to have a bond, a unity. Silas and Paul coming together, singing hymns in a prison damp. Then all of a sudden they're freed. Hallelujah. That is awesome to me. I thank the Lord for all things. Like I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There's nothing that I cannot do when I come to the Lord. Nothing. But stay in unity with our church family. Stay in unity with our family. Stay in unity with God. Don't lose sight of where you're at. Don't lose sight of the church body. Don't lose sight of Christ Jesus. No matter what's coming at you today, what's going to come at you tomorrow, makes no difference. God's there for you. Be thankful in the trials and tribulations you go through. I know they're rough and it's hard to be thankful. It's hard to say thank you, but I'm telling you what, you say thank you, God, for guiding me through this. At first you get a little excited, yeah, but then say, you know what? You're with me. Right there, it says it. Right here, this thing right here is not for dust. A lot of people use it that way. That way they pull it off and they got a clean spot on the shelf. Me, nah, you can tell mine's a little bit wore out. But you know what? It's the way it should be. This is my battle armor right here. This Word of God. You got a problem? Look it up. You need something? Look it up. You need guidance? Look it up. You need a healing? Look it up. No matter what, I'm thankful for this word. And I truthfully am. Because it guides me and it helps me through each and every day. This Thanksgiving, I am thankful not just for the turkey, which we don't know which way we're going to cook it yet, but we will cook the turkey because we like turkey on Thanksgiving. The dressing, taters, sweet taters, and homemade cranberry sauce. We don't use canned. Sorry, brother, I've got to have homemade. I made homemade and sit there and watch it. You stir it and it's popping. It's like, yes, praise God. Then you can't eat it for a while because it has to get cold. And I don't like it warm, sorry. But I'll be thankful for all that. But you know what I'm going to be thankful for? That I'm going to be with people I love so much. I'm going to be thankful for the cross of Christ, that, of what Christ did. I'm going to be thankful for all things. And thankful for, you know, we remember Thanksgiving in the past and the people of past and this and that. We always do that. And it, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like he, the young man said, don't be sorrow. Don't have sorrow fall upon you. No need to be sad. Be thankful for those things. Thankful for the trials. Thankful for everything that you go through. Paul and Silas, Paul, like I said, the beatings that he took and the things that he went through, and all the apostles, you know, the way that, that Paul attacked the church, you know, after the death of Christ. I mean, look at what the church went through, folks. We have so much to be thankful for. So much. Let's praise the name of God each and every day. Let's praise Him 365 days a year. Let's be thankful to Him 365 days a year and give Him that thanks. And my last reading will be in Psalms 100. Psalms 100, verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Oh yeah, hallelujah. And into His courts with praise. Be thankful. That's right. Unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endureth to all generations. That's pretty good stuff right there. Can we live that? Can we live that each and every day? Not just today, right now, because hey, Brother Lance said, you know, we ought to live that, you know, cool. No, let's go out tomorrow and let's touch somebody, let's talk to somebody, let's teach them a little bit about being thankful and having gratitude and love and unity. You know, let's try to, you know, expand a little bit, touch somebody. Sometimes it's hard. Lean upon the Lord. Ask Him to help you and give you the words to say. Be thankful in all things, no matter what it is. Remember about your church family and the unity that you have here. The things in which you're going through, God will take care of. It may not be in the time frame y'all want. I know it isn't in mine all the time. But you know what? It's all done with the Lord. That's the way it should be. Let's go in prayer.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, Thou art the King and King and Lord of Lords. We are so thankful today, Heavenly Father, for this chance just to meet in Your house, Lord. We're so thankful for the word of which You give us that we are able to get into, Lord, that guides us and directs us in the paths in which we need to follow and go through. I am thankful, Heavenly Father, for this church and this church body to allow me to come and be able to speak this morning and speak truth in the word, Heavenly Father, in which I pray that does not fall upon deaf ears, Heavenly Father, but it is instilled in that we walked out of here today and we touch another soul and we let them know how thankful we are for the things in life in which we do have, Heavenly Father, which is first You. Thank You again, Lord, for this chance. I pray for each and every person in here right now. I know that there are wants, needs, there's physical needs, there's addictions, there's all kinds of things that we have, Heavenly Father. I pray right now that You move upon each and every one of these things, Lord, that You help and guide our steps, help and guide us through these troubled times, these iniquities, these things in which we have, Lord. I pray that You just touch each and every one of us. I pray this right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for our country. I pray for the Ukrainians for peace. I pray for the Jewish people in Israel, God, for peace and protection. I pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.